This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Polling is underway for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the United Union Territory of Puducherry. Voting is taking place for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry in a single phase. In Kerala, as of 3 p.m., approximately 62.71% of eligible voters had cast their ballots. The overall polling percentage in Assam recorded till 1 p.m. is 59.63%. Highest voter turnout was recorded at South Salmara Mankachar district with a turnout of 65.95%, while the lowest was recorded in Kamrup at 49.47%. Puducherry recorded 72.40% polling till 3 p.m. today. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for first phase of voting in West Bengal. In poll-based Tamil Nadu, today is the last date for withdrawal of nomination. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that reservation of women in legislative bodies is the need of the hour to make Indian democracy more vibrant and participative. Expressing his thoughts in an OPED, Modi said any delay in bringing this reservation will be deeply unfortunate. Sharing a video, the Prime Minister said Parliament has been convened on the 16th of this month to discuss and pass an important bill that advances women's reservation. Prime Minister Modi said it is imperative that the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and the Assembly elections in various states in the coming times are conducted with women's reservation in place. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the approval of Kalai 2 hydroelectric project in Anjao district and the Kamala hydroelectric project in three districts of the state. Yesterday, the Union Cabinet approved investment proposal for construction of 1,200 megawatt Kalai 2 hydroelectric project in Anjao district with an outlay of 14,105.83 crore rupees and completion period of 78 months. Additionally, Cabinet has also approved investment proposal for construction of 1,720 megawatt Kamala hydroelectric project in Kamle, Kradadi and Kurungume districts with an outlay of 26,069.50 crore rupees and completion period of 96 months. In another development, CM Khandu has dedicated the re-rated Kitpi Mini Hydel project Phase 1 to the people of Tawang today, with the re-rating from 3 into 500 kilowatt to 2 into 750 kilowatt, its efficiency and capacity has been enhanced, producing more power through better optimization of resources. An India-flagged LPG vessel, Green Asha, arrived in Mumbai today and berthed at the liquid terminal of Jawaharlal Nehru Port Authority, JNPA. The vessel crossed the Strait of Hormuz carrying 15,400 tons of LPG. It is the first such vessel to reach JNPA since the onset of the conflict involving Iran, the United States and Israel. All crew members on board are reported safe and the cargo is secure. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met United States Under Secretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment Michael P. Duffy at Washington in U.S. In a social media post, the spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that the meeting was aimed to advance India and U.S. major defense partnership. It focused on co-production, sustainment and shared priorities in the Indo-Pacific region. The government has debunked a false propaganda by Pakistani accounts claiming that the Indian Air Force's Nalia Air Base in Gujarat provided refueling and logistic support to Israeli jets in a recent Israeli strike on Iran's Chabahar port. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has clarified that the claim is fake. PIB has further urged citizens not to share any unverified content. Indian Army's Trishakti Corps has launched Operation Himsetu to evacuate stranded tourists in Lachen, North Sikkim. A landslide has disrupted road connectivity between Lachen and Chungthang in North Sikkim, impacting movement in the region. U.S. President Donald Trump is sending a delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance and other top officials to Islamabad for direct talks with Iran aimed at ending weeks of conflict in the West Asia region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.